Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. As I mentioned earlier, Doris Day, the film star. And when you think of Doris Day, you think of all the legendary greats because you work with them all. Clark Gable, Rock Hudson, Spencer Tracy, the list goes on and on and on. Jimmy Stewart. But Doris Day died this morning, we're told, aged 97. Michael Doherty of the RT Guide is on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Out of the public eye for about 30 years, but before that, she was one of the biggest, not just singing stars, but movie stars in the world.
Yeah, she was a huge star. I mean, first of all, she started off on radio. She was a big band singer because she was a remarkable singer. Because if you think of all the singers of that period, nobody sounded like Doris Day, and none of the musical stars. She went on from, she was spotted when she was singing with the big bands and Hollywood came calling, and so she was cast her in musicals. And again, no one sounded like her. She just had a beautiful, plaintive voice, and she was very light and airy, which led her then from musicals into rom-coms. And you mentioned Rock Hudson. I mean, during the 60s, she and Rock Hudson were probably the biggest screen couple of that entire decade.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a shame because people have very, very fond memories. I personally remember her, you know, watching her over the weekend and matinees, and whether it was Calamity Jane or whether, you know, Pillow Talk or whatever. But she also had, and this is what I always find interesting about Doris Day's career, it wasn't just the frothy stuff. Yes, she could be light, she had the white teeth and the blonde hair, and she was the woman next door. But she could also do serious drama when she wanted to. Like in Love Me or Leave Me, she was wonderful opposite James Cagney. She was terrific in the Hitchcock movie opposite James Stewart. So she could play drama as well, but she was tended to be cast in the sort of frothy roles because she was so good at it and people wanted more and more.
She was 97. She was, I said earlier, a dog lover. That was my memory of her in the recent years.
Yeah.
She has an animal foundation.
That's right, yeah. You mentioned, like, she hadn't really, I think she got tired of being handed frothy roles after her TV series, which was a big hit in the 70s. I think she sort of got, she really got into the animal welfare, and she lived in Carmel in California, and she was just did everything she could to raise awareness of animal welfare and animal cruelty and, you know, protecting and saving dogs. And that became her mission. And she put all her funds and all her energies into that. And she was never interested. And that's something that I found very appealing about Doris Day. You never saw her, even in her heyday. She wasn't really one for the red carpet. And, you know,
I don't think she ever won an Oscar. I know she got...
No, she never did. No, I mean, she was up for about 6 or 7 Golden Globes. And Secret Love, the song won an Oscar, her best song. From Calamity Jane, but she herself never did. I think, again, she wasn't taken seriously by her peers as, you know, a dramatic actress who would win awards, which is a shame because, like I say, when she put her mind to it, she was a fine actress.
Here's Secret Love. And, by the way, there's a show this week called Secret Love, Doris Day. We'll be talking about it in a second. Doris Day has died at the age of 97.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So
and would you believe it? Alf McCarthy is on the line. Alf, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Alf, the show you're doing is called?
Secret Love.
And
yeah.
It's the Doris Day story.
It is the Doris Day story. I'm involved with a group called the Great Sing-Along Songbook. And what we do basically is that we would take a well-known artist, look at their greatest hits. And then Colin McCabe, formerly of Your Parish, writes the script and directs. And we are currently doing Doris Day. We're in the John Field Room in the NCH this coming Friday.
Great.
And we were in Waterford recently doing Doris Day. So
tell us the Doris Day story, insofar as it's covered in Secret Love, the Doris Day story that you're doing.
She was a very beautiful young girl. And mm-hmm. She wanted to be a dancer. Her mother was a stage mom. No, not as dramatic or as
overbearing
as Judy Garland's mother was, which is another story we do, by the way. But she saw the potential in Doris, and Doris wanted to be a dancer. And she had a partner, a young guy called Jerry Doherty, and they were dancing together, mm-hmm. and they won a competition to go to Hollywood, plus $500.
Okay.
They went to the Franchontown Academy in Los Angeles, worked there for about a month or so, and the mother then decided, yeah, look, there's a career here. So they said goodbye to all the family in Cleveland. They got in a car, they were driving home after kind of a farewell party. The car stalled on the railway track, and it was hit by a train.
Wow.
And poor old Doris, that was the end of her dancing career. But, you know, the old adage of, you know, one door closes, another opens. While she was recovering at home for months, like she was at home in traction and in a wheelchair, she used to listen to the radio, and she listened to the likes of Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, and she would sing along with them. And the mother heard the voice. She says, I know what we can do. Why don't we get you singing lessons? So she started getting singing lessons, and that led in turn to the very first gig she got, which was singing in a Chinese restaurant of all places. But she was on her way. It was a start. One thing led to another. She was singing with Barney Rapp, who was a band leader at that time. And after Barney Rapp, she moved on to Les Brown and his Band of Renown. And that was the big time. That was when she started earning her dues. Going on the road as some of the greats did, like Sinatra did, like many, many more. They joined big bands and they toured the country. And that's how she developed her act. But she always only saw herself as a singer. Your previous guest there was talking about her being an actress as well. It was only after she married Terry Melcher, Marty Melcher, Terry was the son, mm-hmm. That he saw a different Doris Day. And he began to take her career. She was well established in musicals, MGM musicals and that kind of thing. She was gorgeous in those things. Like you had the clip there of Secret Love. I mean, that's a movie we all love, you know. To me, it's a Sunday afternoon. It's just such a happy film. Lots of comedy, lots of great tunes. And, of course, the beautiful Doris Day as well. She really had star quality.
What she had, and just her biog even on Wikipedia goes on. And what Michael, did Doris Day ever come to Ireland, do we know?
Not that I'm aware of. I could be proven wrong, Joe, but and if she did, she would have come very incognito. But again, that was part of the appeal. She was as Alf was saying, she was as striking and as beautiful as any movie star and as successful as any movie star, but she lived a normal life. I think that was the charm. She was a girl next door who was the girl next door. I think that was part of the Doris Day package, and it's something that is something we'll miss about her. You know, even though she hadn't made a movie for 50 years, and yet she still was in the pantheon of great Hollywood stars.
And also, Joe, when Terry was her son, and he worked with her in later life, he was a record producer as well. But Marty Melcher became her manager, and he forged her career. The crazy thing was, when he died, he was like 56, 57. She discovered that he and his business partner had stolen all her money. And we're talking millions and millions. So she was in debt, she was a bankrupt, and she was a widow all at once. And he had signed her on to this television Doris Day show, which she then took over because she didn't want to do it. But contractually, she had to do it. But then she took control of it. And when she took control of it, it went in the direction she wanted to go to. And she was able to pay off all her debts, which was amazing. I mean, this takes great resilience, you know, when you think about it. She was a very determined lady. But into animal welfare, and that became the great love of her life, taking care of animals, because she had seen it when she was in Morocco shooting a movie with Hitchcock, The Man Who Never Was, and that's where K. Sarah, Sarah came from. That song was in that. But she had seen how animals were being abused, and that kind of stirred something in her, and that kind of set her on her new path. Okay. And she was only 47 when she retired. She decided, that's it, I've had enough, walked away from the whole Hollywood scene. And the good news of the story was she sued the former partner of her husband, and she got all her money back. Brilliant. In a landmark case.
Great. It was fantastic. So, Alf, your show is it just a once-off, or you're touring with Secret Love, the Doris Day story?
At the moment we're doing the NCH this coming Friday lunchtime. We're in Burr in Offaly, but we're doing the Jim Reeves story. That's on the Sunday. And then we're bringing Vera Lynn's story back to Cork. But it's part of our repertoire now.
Okay.
And
if people it'll be in demand. And the story isn't a funny story that she found out when she was 93 she found out on what she thought was her 93rd birthday that she was 95.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, God rest her, and that's Doris Day who's died. And I'm on one hand, this piece is bookended by Michael Noonan and the remarkable people who were on before the break talking about catastrophic crashes and injuries. Michael Noonan said he never does what if after his catastrophic bicycle crash. He never says, because it was a microsecond, as you can see on the video. It's a microsecond. Yeah. And his whole thing would be, his whole motto is, what will be, que sera, sera. Alf McCarthy, Michael Doherty of the RT Guide, thank you both passing this morning of Doris Day.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que será, será.